Have you ever constructed a sentence like, dog, cat, shoe, hat, mouse, house? Of course not. That's nonsense. But if you stop to think about it, the reason why you'd never compose a sentence like this is actually kind of interesting. It's because, whether we notice it or not, whether we pay attention or not, our sentences are all guided by an underlying and possibly innate sense of the parts of speech. Dog, cat, shoe, hat, mouse, house is just a string of words in which all the words are the same part of speech. They're all nouns. And on every level, conscious and subconscious, we know this string of nouns alone can't make up a sentence. And that goes to show you just how important the parts of speech are. Sure, we could write off all discussion of the parts of speech as merely an exercise in labeling, but I believe the labels are more meaningful than that. Our sense of how different words do different jobs actually helps us communicate. And for that reason, I think it's worth going over the basic parts of speech. Most experts identify 8 different parts of speech. They are nouns, pronouns, verbs, articles, adjectives, adverbs, conjunctions, and prepositions. Others throw in interjections like wow, and others like to draw slightly different distinctions. But if you're looking for a good basic rundown of the parts of speech, these 8 are as good as any. A noun is a person, place, or thing, like cat and mouse in "The cat chases the mouse." Nouns can be subjects, that is, the doers of the action, like cat in that sentence, or they can be objects, the things being acted upon, like mouse in that sentence. Pronouns are words that stand in for nouns. The most common ones are the personal pronouns I, you, he, she, we, it, who, etc. For example, in "Kennedy was president," the word Kennedy is a noun. But we can swap out the noun Kennedy for the pronoun he to get "he was president." Like regular nouns, pronouns can be subjects or objects. But unlike nouns, which never change form when they work as objects, some pronouns do. For example, I is a subject in the sentence, "I like chili." But when that same person is the object, it becomes me. But chili doesn't like me. A verb conveys action or a state of being. An example of an action would be chases in "The cat chases the mouse." An example of a being verb would be is in "The cat is on the bed." Articles are a small category. There are just 3 in English: a, an, and the. A and an are called indefinite articles because they don't specify which exact thing is being referred to. A cat sleeps on the bed. While the is called the definite article because it indicates that there's one specific and definite thing being referred to. The cat sleeps on the bed. Adjectives describe nouns, like lazy, orange, and comfy in "The lazy orange cat sleeps on the comfy bed." Adverbs are most famous for describing actions. He runs quickly, she sings beautifully. But they're actually a broader category than that. They also modify adjectives, like the adverb "very" modifies the adjective "beautiful" in "That sunset is very beautiful." Adverbs also modify other adverbs, like "really" in "That sunset is really, absolutely beautiful." And adverbs, as a lot of people don't know, also answer the questions when and where. So in "go play outside," the word "outside" is answering the question "where," so it's an adverb. In "I'll see you soon," the word "soon" is answering the question "when," so it's an adverb. And finally, adverbs can also modify whole thoughts or sentences, as the word "unfortunately" does in "unfortunately, I didn't get the job." Conjunctions join things. The best known conjunctions are the coordinating conjunctions "and," "or," and "but." He jogs and lifts weights, but he doesn't bike or wrestle. But there are also other kinds of conjunctions, notably subordinating conjunctions like "if," "until," "unless," "when," and many more. Unlike coordinating conjunctions, which can introduce words, phrases, or clauses, subordinating conjunctions introduce clauses only. Finally, prepositions are words, usually little words like to, on, at, with, in, from, and between, that have a sort of fuzzy job description. Technically, their job is to pair with a noun or a noun phrase to work together to modify some element in the sentence. For example, in "This car comes from Germany," the preposition "from" is paired up with the noun "Germany" to give us more information about where the car comes from. The noun that teams up with a preposition this way is called the object of the preposition. The object of a preposition can be a single word like Jim in "give it to Jim," or a long noun phrase as in "give it to the first person who walks through that door." Parts of speech categories aren't as inflexible as you might guess. Many, if not most words, can be multiple parts of speech, depending on the job they do in a sentence. For example, painted is a verb in "Shannon painted a picture," but it can be an adjective in "a painted fence surrounds the house." Sometimes these different jobs are so common that they're in the dictionary. For example, the word "until" is listed as both a preposition and a conjunction because it can take a noun as its object, the way prepositions do, as in "until tomorrow," or it can do a conjunction's job of introducing a whole clause, "until I see you again." So remember, parts of speech have as much to do with the job being done as they do with labels.